This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Here's what's going to happen. I am going to have to fix you, manage you to, on a more personal scale, a more micro form of management. What is that called?
Microgerman.
Boom. Yes.
It's Mike Shope.
What is your name, sir?
I am Bill Buttlicker.
And the Bulldog.
Really, that's your real name?
How dare you? My family built this country, by the way.
It's Mike Shope.
The three words I would describe you as is aggressive,
yes.
Hostile, and definitely difficult.
And the Bulldog.
Well, I like the sound of your voice.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
The update on the Bucks, which is really just to remind everybody that they lost Mike Evans and Chris Godwin to pretty serious injuries last night. Is just the latest reminder to me of just how I think I was long overdue for a really bad beat, and I got it. And yeah. It's a beautiful day. I stepped outside, breathing in the waterfront breezes, 75 degrees. And, oh no, I remember now. The end of the Bucks game, the end of the Chargers game. I don't know. I'm not ready to talk about it. Like, I'm not ready to go into it. Mm-hmm. But it's just like everything now reminds me of it.
Now I just realized that didn't you tell me yesterday that the team that I have with you and Adam is buck heavy?
We lost Evans.
Oh, right. That's fine. Okay. We didn't have Godwin, but we have Evans and Bucky Irving.
And Otten. And Mayfield.
Right.
So we're still in first.
Okay.
But this other one, oh my God, it was so bad. Onside kicks. Did you watch the end of the Baltimore game?
No, I think 34 to whatever. I bailed out. They went up by 24, and I was like, I'm done.
Okay. Well, so were they.
Yeah, right. But 41-31, I mean, it wasn't really close.
No, it wasn't really close. Tampa was also up 10-0
right
in the game, but Tampa scored for 41-24 and went for an onside kick and got it and then scored another touchdown. So it's 41-31. Baltimore has the ball after the next failed onside kick. So you're up 10 with 2 minutes, and Tampa has all three timeouts, and they took their guys out, which, you know, it was fine. I mean, they're probably 96%.
Baltimore took their guys out.
Okay. At first and 10, at midfield, up by 10 points at 2 minutes with Tampa having timeouts.
I did not know that. I've caught wind of the debate about whether Bowles should have had his guys in because, you know, Godwin got hurt. But there's a minute to go. You're trying to get another touchdown and an onside kick. I respect that. I did not know that Baltimore pulled their guys.
Yeah, Jackson and Henry left the game.
Wow.
And so if they get a first down, they ice it. Mm-hmm. This is all before the series where Godwin is injured.
Right.
Because, you know, that was you know, it was after. But still, like, they had checked out, I guess, and I don't know. It's not about me. But, oh, yikes, that game was, both these games together were just excruciating fantasy-wise for me. Just, it's pretty random, you know, it happens sometimes.
Baltimore is excruciating for me just as a Bills fan. Just as like, they, wow. I mean, they look like a wagon. They are like a freight train and a Learjet all in one. Like, I'm shook by the Ravens. I got to eat a big bowl of I don't want Derrick Henry on my team crow, because holy Moses.
I guess we should have wanted him.
I guess. I don't know. At least
we have James Cook.
At least we, I want back. Like, I don't, you know, what's he going to do for Baltimore? They're already good at running the ball. Oh my gosh. They look terrifying.
We do have him too. So that's good. On our team that you, talked, you brought
that's
up.
That's great.
We do have
good.
Derrick Henry,
yeah,
too.
Bill's perspective.
I mean,
I'm unnerved by how good they look.
The only right way to sort of quantify all this, figure out what we're dealing with, is to get to the reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. What week did I miss that you guys put Baltimore in the middle? I want to make sure everybody knows I was not here for that.
That had to have been after the Raiders loss, right?
I don't remember.
No.
I don't remember.
One of these.
I mean, I was fading Baltimore most of the offseason, so that could have been really any week during that.
I'm even trying to remember who we... Usually I remember because if you're not here, I will get a special guest star.
Yes.
You know.
Likewise.
Someone
yes.
from the morning show or whatever. And I don't... It's only a couple of weeks ago.
It's actually
a month.
I thought there was one week where Baltimore sort of just got disrespected, but it has to be at the earliest, at the most recent, would be August.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought it was more recent than that. Yeah. Last 8 weeks, going from, you know, going back in time, 2-2-2-3-4-3-2-3.
Okay, once the game started, they've not been in the middle.
Right.
Okay, all right.
Even at 0-2.
Wow, I feel so harshly and wrongly judged by you.
That's fair.
Yeah, I feel a lot better now.
I feel better about having not done that, but I feel scorned by having been accused of it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So you were.
I'm going to need a few minutes to myself.
16. Time's up. 16.
Patriots. I think they have the quarterback. That team is really bad.
I would much rather be the Patriots than at least two other teams here.
I think I want to say the Browns. Are they one of the other two teams?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Browns. I think the fact that they've got the quarterback, it's a little early for that. Declaratively, they've got the quarterback. He looked good.
The Browns don't.
In his first start, and the Browns do not.
Although they did just get Bailey Zappe.
Sure. And, you know, someone better will probably start playing quarterback for them. Like, there is that in the window for them. But the overall there is, I mean, you are at, I don't know, how many people get fired? Everyone? No one? Just draft a new quarterback and start over? I mean, I just don't know what they're going to do.
It's an interesting spot because I'm sure privately most of those people, I want to say, would tell you that they're happy that Watson got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Not toward him personally, but just like for Stefanski, it's a new opportunity to show, like, yeah, I deserve to be the coach of the year twice, which I've been, and it really was beyond my control what was happening here. So I don't know, though, like, what should they want to do with the rest of the season? They're 1-6. Should they want to play Jameis Winston and try to win five, like, half their games, or should they not? Like, I don't know. It's probably better to go to the bottom.
I think they should trade Myles Garrett and start completely over. The question about firing people is, could the owner... I mean, the owner can do whatever he wants. But it seems like, at least if I perceive and understand the situation correctly, like, he was... Okay, we'll guarantee the whole contract. We'll do he pushed for Watson.
Oh, yeah.
So to, like, hang that on the GM or Stefanski probably isn't fair, but maybe that doesn't matter.
That's right.
For appearances, they may just want to start over, clean sweep and all that, but it was definitely the owner's gig. So I don't know that those people deserve to be fired. I think if I were them, I'd be hoping I can draft a quarterback, and I think we know what that means. Don't win games that don't matter.
Will Watson ever start again in the league?
No. No, I think he's finished.
They can, the contract is more palatable because he's hurt. Like you sort of, there are, I don't know if they owe the same money.
There's some insurance that gives them some cap relief.
Definitely not an inside job, this injury?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think I believe he's really hurt. But I don't, like, the money is still massive, but we just watched Denver do this. So, like, right? I mean, it might be more than the $80 million that Denver had to bite off to get rid of Russell Wilson. But I don't think it's much more than that.
Well, I think he'll be on IR if he's still in the organization next year. Achilles?
Yeah, right.
You're not going to hear about, like, he's not going on McAfee to talk about how close he is in 2 months. Like, it's
probably
he'll not. He'll go into next year on IR, and they'll want somebody new by next year, whether that's a rookie. Probably is. I'll agree on Cleveland. I would, I picked the Raiders here, but the Raiders beat Cleveland, so we'll go by that. I don't want to drag this on forever. Browns at 16, Raiders for me at 15.
I'll say Raiders at 15 as well.
They're absolutely nowhere.
Right,
coach, players, organization. I mean, they're a joke. 14.
I would say the same about Tennessee. I think I want to put them before New England here, too, because they're also going to be at – I don't buy for a second that Levis was injured. I think they wanted to try the other guy, and they tried the other guy, and it didn't go well. I don't know. It's only Tuesday, so we're not hearing anything yet. I don't know what they're going to do. They could pivot back to Levis, I suppose.
They will.
But I just don't think that's going anywhere.
So, I don't share that opinion. I mean, I do agree with the last point. The odds are against Levis, but I don't think that was a fake. Because I think they should still have incentive to play him. And I don't know what kind of illusions they might have had on Rudolph. It's possible. At Detroit this week. Okay, I agree. Tennessee, 13.
I'll go to New England now.
Okay.
It is a bad-looking football team. And I don't know how big a deal, the coach calling them out as soft is going to end up being. That's been an interesting little sidelight here with Belichick weighing in on it, like same guys. It's not really the same guys. There's some pretty important guys in the middle of the defense missing, one at each level, actually. The safety, a middle linebacker, and Barmore up front, who's it's not quite at the top tier of D tackles, but he's good. Anyway, so I don't know, the coach could be in a tough spot already because of the way he handled that, but nothing. They belong here. They got the quarterback.
It's not great.
No.
It's a little bit like the Raiders, just sort of.
But with a guy that you have some hope in at quarterback.
Yeah, coaching wise, I mean.
Yeah, right.
All right, 12.
Jacksonville?
I think it has to be. Not dead, though. I still think not dead. 11. Jets?
Sure.
Also not dead. You disagree. You think very dead.
Well, I think they're dead. Their record, they don't have to be dead. They're not like out of it. Now there's Jacksonville, of course. I think both of these teams are toast. Yeah. I don't think either of them are climbing out of the holes they're in. The Jets did all the stuff, and what are the results? They've lost two games in a row. Well, they didn't have Adams for the Bills game. But they made the coaching upheaval and all that stuff, and they lost to the Bills, and they got smacked by Pittsburgh. I think they're going to be toast. I like their chances more than Jacksonville's, honestly, because Rodgers, there is talent there, and if he strings together a couple of games, like maybe they can get off the mat here, but I'm not optimistic for that.
You're out on Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a I think that's a – I said last week, the only reason not firing the coach is because they're in England. And now they beat New England and they came home and like, okay, they're going to try to have a season, I suppose. And they did this a couple of years ago, right, when Lawrence sort of looked like he arrived. Didn't they go hard from the like midpoint of the season to the end? I feel like they won a bunch of games in a row at the end.
Last year?
2 years ago. Year that we went like, oh, Trevor Lawrence is good now. Here he comes. And then that's why last year was such a letdown.
Because last year the opposite happened.
Right. I feel like the back end of 22 was really good for them.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
So maybe they could do that again. I don't know. But I think things are messed up there too.
They won their last five to go 9-8. Then last year they lost five of their last six to go to 9-8. Hey, whatever. Still 9-8.
Winning seasons.
I could see them getting to 9-8 this year. Right now they're 2-5. Home to Green Bay this week. No bye week after the London package.
Right.
Their choice is how I understand it. 10.
Colts.
Sure.
Okay. Now I don't have to be stuck with a team.
Are they good?
No.
No.
No. They're not.
Not good. They're not good. That's what they are. Not good. 9.
I want to go Chargers next.
Yeah. Ugh. That game yesterday. I want to like Herbert so much, and he does stuff that I like a lot. And then I don't like the organization or how anything kind of turns out. I mean, yesterday you have the Jalen Reagor, of course, fumble into the end zone. It's a Charger way to lose. It just, you watch them and you're like, you should be so much better. And it just kind of feels like we're doing the Phillip Rivers thing all over again. They're going to be good probably with Harbaugh in the next few years, but you can kind of see the same story playing out with them.
I just think everybody else around here that's left, I like more. Like to do something this year. Like Miami's getting Tua back, so we'll see about that. The Bengals, I think, are just flat out better than the Chargers. The Broncos, it's close, I guess. So maybe that's the only argument I would feel like could be presented there.
I just can't stand a team that gets to second and one and runs it up the middle three times. That's the Chargers last night on their way to one of their five field goals. You know, congrats, really. I mean, fourth quarter. When is it actually, you know, you're out on Trevor Lawrence. When is it actually going to be that Justin Herbert is just like too good? You know, second and close game, fourth quarter, Arizona, second and one up the middle, third and one up the middle, fourth and one up the middle. The fourth down play, they got it. They got 2 yards. That's when you just got to kill people.
Right.
These teams, like, it's just so safe and predictable. What do they expect? Like, when is Justin Herbert kind of going to be worth it to have at top dollar as your quarterback? Just what is that going to look like?
I think this is absolutely a fair comparable to Lawrence. Like, you could be as out on Herbert as I am on Lawrence. It's not that much better.
And both guys, you're looking for other reasons. You're looking for excuses because you know how talented they've been and are. I tried to couch that a little bit. And I know with Herbert, like, there were drops, and who are his receivers, really? One of them goes by the name of Ladd McConkey, who I really wish had gotten, like, 6 more yards.
Well, you are carrying around a wheelbarrow full of angst.
I'm going to forget this one anytime soon. Come on, like, wouldn't it be driving us crazy if you saw the talent you see from Allen, but they just, I guess on a certain level, this is the way we think about the Bills. They just win way more often. But like, when it gets to be the playoffs, the big games, the close games, you know, you just got to trust him in a way that I think most fans think the Bills don't.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Chargers times 10. Just,
right.
Ugh, yuck. 8, Miami. Jumped in with that.
I would go Denver here, but it's close. I already said it. The tier break for me was like, I need the Chargers next, and then the rest is kind of a, not the rest, but like this next group is, they're all pretty close. So
I'll go Denver here.
My Broncos, 4-3, hosting Carolina this week. 7,
Miami.
6. Houston.
We still have Cincinnati here?
Yes.
Well, I like that you said Houston, though. And you didn't forget about Cincinnati.
I did not.
Okay.
Or Pittsburgh, who I hate.
Yeah.
As a brand.
Yeah.
I'm getting flooded with emails and pages. And my beeper is just going insane here. When are you going to say Pittsburgh, Mike? Everybody wants to know.
I'll go with you on Houston. I wouldn't have suggested them here, but I was the one all summer that was going, I don't know. And I mean, they've got the excellent record. I'm not sure they're there yet. So I'll ride with you on that.
Who would you rather play in the playoffs?
Houston, 100 out of 100 instead of Cincinnati.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
No question.
5.
Cincinnati.
I'm going Pittsburgh. If we're doing the playoff thing again, I'd so much rather take Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I agree.
Same question. Pitt. Who would you rather play in the playoffs? Give me Pittsburgh all day instead of Cincinnati.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Now it's easy. 4.
Cincinnati.
3. Bills.
Bills.
2.
Chiefs.
Kansas City.
I can't keep going like this.
I'm off the hook.
I just can't keep going like this. Baltimore looks like the much bigger threat than Kansas City right now. And I know what that is to say sitting here because of all the play, but that's how I feel right now. I already used the Learjet locomotive thing. They look like a monstrosity.
They found Mark Andrews.
Yes, right.
They remembered him. Mm-hmm. Even Bateman.
Bateman was
had a great game.
Huge. Yeah.
They do get thrown on. Like that's not better yet.
And they lost Humphrey last night.
They lost him in the game after 2 picks. And that's been their weakness. That or offensive line, but that's not hurting them right now this year. So, like, right, Tampa did great. If they don't lose Evans, maybe they keep up. I don't know.
Yeah.
He wasn't healthy going in.
I know.
That was tough to watch. Both of them. Oh.
Yeah.
To lose Godwin for the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's such a stupid play with the game almost definitely over. Like, this is what teams do. They keep going, but
yeah,
man, I can't really blame the Bucks.
Might have been a hip drop deal there, too. Have you seen like the replays of that? It wasn't a flag, but maybe he'll be fine. That doesn't do really Tampa.
It's never a flag, right? It's always just a fine.
They're supposed to be able to flag it if they see it, but I don't know if it's been called. I haven't seen it called at all at a Bills game this year yet. I don't think.
I don't remember seeing it called at all.
Right.
By an official this year. I also think I've seen that it's not happening as often.
Right.
Like, it's kind of worked. The point of emphasis here, mm-hmm. It's kind of worked, right. But doesn't help Chris Godwin if that's what we've got there.
No.
All right. Well, a shake up at the bottom. Reverse, I love that. Reverse AFC power rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Busy one, Trista. After the break, Travis Yost today, with the Sabre season underway. Bills fan, one of our favorite guests. Great conversation always with Travis. And Ross Tucker coming up at his usual time, 5 Eastern, 6 o'clock for Sabres pregame. Sabres at home to Dallas, one of 16 games in the NHL tonight. Paul Hamilton will join us then. Thanks for being with us. Mike Schoppe and the Bulldog here. This is W.
Cardinals in LA territory. Murray on the move. Look out in space. Kyler Murray, it's a sprint down the sidelines, and they won't catch him. 44 yards, and is always in the arsenal.
The second of the two Monday night games, Arizona over the LA Chargers, 17-15. Kyler Murray, there's Chris Fowler with the call of that touchdown. No bye weeks this week. Everybody plays.
All right.
It's an all play.
Everybody plays, everybody eats. Everybody sleeps.
Everybody eats this week. I asked Sal why he thought that might be, if he knew, maybe even knew, like why there would be no bye weeks in week 8 like this. He did reach out to his contact with the league to inquire. He thought maybe it had something to do with the start of the NBA season. But his guy, Mike North is his name, mm-hmm. said it was just random. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Whatever is random with this stuff?
Right. This seems like if I had a bye week already, and which teams have already had, like, did they start in week five?
Yeah,
I would have much preferred to have the bye after week 7 than after week 5. It's, what are we doing here?
You want it later?
Yeah, I'd rather have it later. Like, so early in the year is, you know, unless there's special circumstances coming back from Europe or something or whatever, but it's a weird week to not have byes.
Trista Crick does not take bye weeks when she's when she's not podcasting. She is, flipping furniture is the one we just learned about last week?
Flipping furniture. I got a nice mid-century modern $5,000 couch from a neighbor, and I got it for free. So all I had to do was ask a neighbor for a truck, and we're set. Now we're going to flip some other couches. We're going to do some restoration. Yeah, it's a nice little hobby of mine.
Because of the conversation we had about this last week that didn't even involve you, Trista, I found out what a credenza is and that we have one in our dining room, and I got to use the word in front of my in-laws and other company on Friday night at dinner, and I was very proud.
Stolen valor, I'm saying it.
you probably sounded very domesticated.
Yes.
Very, very classy. My goodness, we got lots going on in the background. So I didn't. You didn't even know you had a credenza this whole time.
I didn't know all this time until we had this conversation last week one day.
I mentioned that I had spoken with you, and you're using all these big furniture-y words like credenza.
And we guessed. I guessed what a credenza was, and I was wrong, and then it turns out I have one in my dining room.
Yeah, we're all better off.
We all learned. It was a very special episode of Show Up on the Bulldog.
How do you celebrate the start of the NBA season?
Oh, probably by talking a lot of trash about these NBA teams that are already dumpster fires, like the Philadelphia 76ers, which, you know, folks in the New York area know that I've always had a beef with them. So Embiid's already injured. Paul George is already injured. They're not even going to be able to start the season opener, which I was going to maybe go to against the Bucks tomorrow. So a lot of content. Multi-boxes, multi-views. I got the YouTube TV on deck. I'm not going to probably have enough time to get some shots up, but sometimes at the start of the season, I go and play a little pickup. It has been a while since I've done that, but I used to do that every year. It's just like get my heart rate all the way up, get excited, and then watch guys do things that I could never even dream about doing.
I want to ask you a couple of follow-ups on this. Not your basketball playing, but something else just sprang to mind too that I want to make sure I remember. Could the Knicks win the title this year, Trista?
I mean, I guess we could do a lot of things.
Okay, are they a real contender? Is what I'm asking you.
I think they're a real contender, but I think it's tenuous. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You got Mitchell Robinson, the center for the Knicks, who kind of started this whole domino effect to begin with. First and foremost, last year, Mitchell Robinson was injured early on in the year, and so they had to play their backup, Isaiah Hartenstein, a lot of minutes, and a bunch of other NBA teams saw that he's a real center, right? So that was step one. They lose him. Mitchell Robinson played two games in the playoffs last year, got injured again, and now he's out until at least January. So then you have a backup, this guy Precious Achiuwa, who's not a real backup, by the way, and he's injured. So they were looking at, the Knicks were looking at maybe having Julius Randle start at center, which was terrible, right? So that's why they ended up making that trade for Karl Anthony Towns to begin with. So now you've got Precious Achiuwa, who's injured, and you don't really have a backup big because Mitchell Robinson is still – sorry, I'm in the nail salon. So Mitchell Robinson is still –
Are you okay?
Where are you? What did you just say?
Are you trapped somewhere?
Did you say you're in the mail room?
I'm in the nail salon.
Oh, the nail salon. Okay.
In the nail salon. We had a little bit of a hiccup that got me a little bit behind. She had to redo the right set more than we thought. So we're still in there. So anyway, you got that going on. And
you're the best.
You got that going on. You guys are the best. You got the trade for Mikal Bridges, where Mikal Bridges is changing his shot. He went from like a 38% three-point shooter to now like 2% from three. So I don't know what's going on there. You've got some weirdness with the front office and Rick Brunson and the whole like brain trust. So like in theory, like they got a lot better. You know, you've got a three-point shooter in Karl Anthony Towns. You've got another three-point shooter and a lockdown defender in Mikal Bridges alongside of, you know, re-signing OG Anunoby. So hopefully that whole perimeter feels good, looks good, is able to like shoot, space the floor, able to defend. You've got Jalen Brunson kind of as the connective tissue. But like theory isn't how we do this, right? Like practicality and execution plays into it. So yes, they could be a contender, but they have a lot of moving parts, and those moving parts could make this really great, or those moving parts could make this really disastrous as well.
Just try to picture the scene at a nail salon.
Well,
and you're in there.
Okay, I can give you. I'm pacing on the marble floor. I literally just finished the nails as you guys called. There's like 3-4 people in here. My nail lady thinks I'm part Vietnamese. So, because I don't know why. So we've been going back and forth on that all day.
I was just going to say, imagine sitting in the chair in the room and the lady next to you is talking about Mikal Bridges' 3-point shooting percentages.
Right.
I'm just.
That's the scene.
Jarring.
I love the pictures.
It's jarring.
It's a work
it
of
is
art.
It's jarring.
It's what it is.
Jarring.
The other thing I
it's
wanted
right.
to ask you that I thought of as I was, you know, thinking about the Knicks is how big of a deal, if at all, to you was it that Kathy Engelbert, the WNBA commissioner, wore a dress with the New York skyline on it while the, you know, well, New York was playing in the WNBA finals. Like, was did she has it been made known that she just put that on after because they won? And if Minnesota had won, she would have worn something with, like, I don't know,
lakes,
trees
like,
on it or something.
You
or
mean like you think she had like the St. Paul skyline
right?
just ready to go?
I don't know. Yeah,
the Mall of America,
right. the Twin City. Mall of America popping.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think the whole, I was at that game, guys. I was there and experienced the Rob job that was popping, right? And yeah, I think that there's a real desire for New York City to win a title, period, in any sport. Like, it's good for business. And I think she just assumed that New York was going to come up in there and whack the Minnesota Lynx. They go up double digits, and I knew something was wrong when they were up. They were up 10, and they're up 10, and yet they still are favorites by 1.5 points to Liberty. So Liberty down 10, still favorites. I knew something was up, and then slowly but surely the refs allowed them to come back into the game. It was terrible. That travel by Stewie was terrible. The foul on Alana Smith was terrible. The whole entire scenario felt like just a rob job from the beginning. So, yeah, I think absolutely you add that dress to the whole thing. All the NBA players who saw the same thing, all the WNBA players who were saying the same thing on Twitter or X or Threads or whatever platform you're on, and you say to yourself, Minnesota got screwed. They've won a lot of titles. New York got their first one ever. You know, the Joe Tsai and Clara Tsai, they ended up really turning things around from taking over from James Dolan. But at the end of the day, they should not have won that title at all.
With Trista Crick on the scene. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here on WGR. Let's talk Bills and the AFC. So we have a nice, but again, not like completely smooth, Bills performance here. They pull away from the Titans. Kansas City wins again. Baltimore looks amazing. What's your perspective on things in the AFC, including the Jets losing again, perhaps, and also Miami, also with two wins here through 7 weeks?
Yeah, can we just talk about those Jets for a second? Because I just feel like it's going to be a thread that we got to continue throughout the course of this NFL season, because two of us were anti-Jets, one of us was very pro-Jets. And I think we kind of need to circle the wagons around and just get a temperature from you as to whether you were wrong about the Jets.
So far, I mean, it's been really bad. I don't even really have an easy excuse for it, right? Like, if there were a certain injury or, I don't know, this game on Sunday night was at all close, I think it'd be easier for me. But I don't have an excuse for it right now. Adams, I think, is still good. And there's still time for them to get a wild card. But, yeah, so far I look like I should definitely take the L on that.
Well, especially considering what Zach Wilson was able to do last year with, you know, less weapons. So, I mean, that's really what I'm looking at. And then you fire your coach in the middle of the season and you make a trade. The whole thing just feels weird. I think getting Amari Cooper for the Bills is huge. You know, you needed a wide receiver one. Keon Coleman, it's not him. Maybe it will become him at some point. You've got injuries to wide receivers. So, yeah, I think getting him is meaningful, and you save him from an abysmal situation in Cleveland. So I think you guys are probably slated for the same thing that you're slated in many years, which is like a decent AFC East run. You win the AFC East as a whole. You know, maybe you're a 2 seed, some 3 seed, and ultimately you probably lose to a team like the Chiefs or the Bengals, right? Like, that's just kind of what I imagined to happen. But hey, like, we were hating on the Mets all year, though, right? Like, so just the years where you never really expect a team to outperform, they do. So maybe I'm wrong. The Chiefs to me are still the team to beat, right? We're supposed to take a step back. They have multiple injuries, and yet they're still undefeated, which is crazy. The only undefeated team left. I think the Steelers, you didn't mention them. Like, they're very interesting, just considering, like, they're the most under the radar 5-2 team in all of football, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once Nico Collins comes back, the Texans will be right back on track. You have you look at them and you say, like, oh, they feel like they've kind of maybe not been as good as we thought that they would be, but, like, ultimately they're still 5-2, and they still have, you know, more improvement to have as they sort of integrate Steph Diggs back, you know, into that team. So, yeah, I think the AFC's not wide open. I think it's just the Chiefs, and everybody else is trying to just figure out a way to compete against the Chiefs.
Any thoughts on MVP, Trista? It's been one of the more interesting topics, I think, in betting, and maybe also one of the more interesting years. Last year was good, too. Last year, anytime somebody got to be the favorite, their team would lose. And so it seemed like every week there was a new favorite. Lamar Jackson moved into that spot today from that insane performance last night. Do you think, we've talked about this a lot, I'm not sure we have with you, he's got two MVPs already. We've kind of talked like we think there's no chance he would win a third because voters would consider legacy and what that would represent versus Mahomes or even Allen and Burrow and guys who haven't won it yet. Do you subscribe to that?
Yeah, I think that the whole voter fatigue thing is real. I think you have to continue to elevate. And what the Ravens did last year was so insane, and they haven't looked as good. I mean, Derrick Henry looks obviously really good. And that the Ravens just don't feel as complete of a team, and so much of that has to do with the defense. They have to be so much better than they were last year, and Lamar would have to be so much better than he was last year in order for, I think, voters to give it to him. Considering that you kind of want somebody new to win it every year. I kind of think there's a little value, and I know that's probably crazy, a little value on Jared Goff, like a little. I think there's more touchdowns for the Lions thrown than incompletions, so that's crazy.
Yep.
We've talked about Joe Burrow MVP a little bit too. I mean, this team has had a lot of tumultuous stuff going on, and maybe Zach Taylor gets fired, and I think it's wide open. The MVP race in general is wide open, and then, like, maybe a little Baker love. I have no idea. I mean, obviously Godwin's out for the year, but what's going to happen with Mike Evans? Like, can this be still one of the top offenses in the league led by Baker and a bunch of randoms? If so, like, he could legitimately be in the mix.
Sounds like Evans will be out until at least week 12,
right after their bye.
Yeah,
report today. Well, interesting. And I'm on Jordan Love, who I think also belongs in the room here. Trista, you're in the salon, or maybe you're out of there. You're in that room, or you were.
I still haven't paid. They think I've dined and dashed, or gotten my nails and dashed.
Polish and dash?
Polish and dash. Tina's looking at me. She's got her crisscross applesauce in her chair. She doesn't know what's going on, and she wants to get paid.
Well, go make that right.
Yes, it's probably fair.
We will let you go.
Thank you, Trista.
Talk to you guys.
Trista Crick, formerly BetMGM. Heat, the podcast. Heat Check,
right.
Octagon representative, Octagon personality. Furniture flipper, deck repairer and builder.
Credenza knower.
Credenza knower. I think there's probably a lot more. We have Travis Yost coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Welcome back. The Sabres are home tonight to face Dallas. We'll have pregame for you at 6. Travis Yost coming up in about 12 minutes. Ross Tucker later. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is the Bills coming up. Only second trip to Seattle in 20 years. 2016, famous Monday night game. I mean, memorable, if not famous.
One of Tyrod's best games as a Bill.
Yeah.
For him, I really wanted them to get – they had a shot at the end zone at the end, and they couldn't do it. Who's the guy that got mugged by Seymour? Powell?
Maybe.
I think Powell was the name of the receiver.
Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman. Who did I
– Seymour.
Seymour, yeah.
Seven letters.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool.
Right.
Don't worry about it. Shake it off.
Both defensive players. One of
both Richards.
Defensive tackle. The other one's a cornerback, so size difference. Anyway, It's been a minute then. Yeah.
They and I think the Cardinals, so it's every 4 years you play this team if you don't draw them in that extra game that they have now. The Bills got the Rams in the extra game when these divisions were aligned, or those divisions were aligned. At one point between 2008, 2012, they made a couple of changes to the rotation. So Seattle ended up coming, well, once was actually in Toronto. The 2012 game was in Toronto, but the Bills ended up being home to the Seahawks twice in a row. And maybe they went to Arizona. That was the trade. And they would not have been, I think, the only teams to do that. But for some reason, they did that for travel purposes, I think. So it ends up that the Bills went there in 2016, that game, and then it's 2004 before that, which was also memorable. 38-9. Wonder if we get Ross Tucker going on that one today.
Yeah.
His 2004 Bills.
The only... One of the few plays I, in particular, can remember from that season. It was a lot of big plays. The second half of the season, the Bills were really hot. They became like the... Nobody wants to play these guys in the playoffs team, but of course they didn't get there, and the drought went marched downward. But the little there was a short yardage play, maybe it was even a fourth down.
It was,
and
I think the one you mean.
There was a little pitch from Bledsoe to McGahee that was really hot, like an option play almost. And that Bledsoe wasn't really a threat to run, but it was just a little pitch, and that was such a cool play.
He scored.
Yeah. So few. I can't think of any other play from that season right away. Like, I'm sure I would remember other ones if you prompted me, or, you know, but that play I just have locked into my brain.
Mm-hmm. Hamburgers.
Right.
This game. Right. Mike Mularkey and hamburgers. Maybe
they went
need
a,
Ross.
They went for a walk the day before. Yeah, right. Ross will fill that out for us.
We need Ross. Anyway, Bills and Seahawks this Sunday, 4:05, which is almost what time it is now. Travis Yost coming up. Mike Schoep and the Bulldogs. Sabres Dallas tonight here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.